Inspire Biz.
Inside your business. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
It's 90 minutes to 7. You're listening to Kaya Biz on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. If you have any comments about our show, you can tweet us at Kaya on air is our handle. And you can use the hashtag Kaya Biz. You can also WhatsApp us 063-688-0959. Now, MISA, the Motor Industry Staff Association, is a union in the car sector, and they've declared a dispute with Motus Holdings, which is a massive car group in South Africa. That's over Motus's plans to cut staff salaries and benefits of employees by about 30%. Let's speak to Osborne Molatodi. He's the Managing Director of Molatodi Attorneys. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just give us some context into what's happening there.
Oh, yes. Firstly, thank you so much for having me on your show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the listeners to be taking time to really understand why would an employer be faced with the current situation that we see at Motors. Now, the key question as a starting point is whether or not a business can go about implementing a decision that says salaries of employees will be cut or their hours of work will be reduced due to financial trouble. My answer to that, for the benefit of your listeners, is that it is yes, as long as that business can demonstrate what is referred to as valid operational requirements. Mm-hmm. Valid operational requirements could include what is commonly referred to as the company is bleeding financially and something needs to be done to salvage it. However, to say something needs to be done does not mean a company managing director or chief executive officer can wake up one morning and simply go about implementing a salary cut or reduction of hours without a key element of due process, which is referred to as consultation. Mm-hmm. Consultation is very important because you are looking at a buy-in from those who may be affected by the decision to restructure your business due to financial or other similar requirements, operational requirements. Mm-hmm. For instance, in the motor industries, the relevant trade unions will have to be engaged. There has to be a full disclosure of information. And precisely because in restructuring, and those that may result in dismissal or retrenchment, the dismissal are seen as no fault on the part of employees. And therefore, there is a high expectation that employers under those circumstances will do everything possible to avoid any dismissal, to avoid any retrenchment, will do everything possible to be as open, as transparent as possible, again, in the quest to get a buy-in. And I would imagine the next question will be, what happens if there is disagreement? Mm. Let me pause here.
Mr. Molatodi, you know, Motus has apparently, I'm reading an article in The Citizen, which says that they initiated a formal retrenchment consultation process in terms of Section 189 of the Labor Relations Act, about 86 employees at risk of losing their jobs. And that's a direct quote from Business Tech there. But what does that mean? Because if they're saying, you know, we're having challenges and they're saying it's less than 2% of the overall roles, they're doing their best, that is a consultation.
Oh, yes. A consultation that you are referring to is mandatory in terms of our laws.
Okay.
There is a common and, you know, popularly known section called Section 189 of the LRA. It's coupled with Section 189A of the LRA. LRA standing for the Labor Relations Act, and the latter being in respect of large-scale retrenchment. These are mandatory processes, and therefore, for the employer to invite affected employees through a consultation process is doing exactly what is expected of the law. So consultation in this context would mean engaging those that may be affected by the decision or the restructuring, and to invite their representative, in this instance the trade unions, to the round table to discuss the operational requirements. Mm-hmm. Leading to the restructuring or salary cuts or reduction of hours and so forth. So they are not there just to fold arms and listen to the company. They are there to meaningfully engage on the information that is given to them. Mm-hmm. And all of this is set out in those sections. What is, who does what, and who has to respond at what stage, how do you respond to what information, what happens if the info, you feel the information is insufficient. The right is there. You can demand a disclosure of information, such as financials, because no company can say we are restructuring and this restructuring is due to financial trouble, we are going to cut salaries, we are going to reduce hours, but at the same time does not provide its audited financials or management accounts and so forth. So there has to be a meeting of minds insofar as what needs to be discussed on the consultation table.
I think one of the things that I imagine would sting is the issue of the CEO of Motus's pay, which increased at the time, his take-home pay around 35 million rand, at the time when people are being told to cut salaries. And we know that CEOs play a very unique role. It's something that's extremely difficult to do. People who get to the executive of any company have worked really hard for the most part and have extraordinary skills. But at the same time, even from an optics perspective, it may not be the best thing to do that while you are cutting jobs and cutting salaries.
Indeed, indeed. I can rest you assured that any restructuring that will have an impact on salaries of ordinary employees, guess what they do? The first thing they look at is the top level. You know, are they also having their salaries cut? And if not, what is the reason? You see, and this is when a comparison is then made between the role of executives versus the role of what you would call the working class, the ordinary workers, the blue collar workers, those that help the company to produce, to make money, to sell, and so forth. And again, this is an issue that must be presented on the table before a facilitator. You know, when it's large-scale retrenchment, companies are obliged to appoint a facilitator. In most instances, it's a CCMA-appointed facilitator. And this is where they can present that information, that challenge to say, how can the company say our salaries should be cut while they are giving themselves increases from the executive level to top management and so forth, so that the company is then given an opportunity to respond there too. Of course, if the response still makes the affected employees and the trade unions are unhappy, they have other measures to resort to. One, they can strike. They can say, we do not accept these reasons, we are going to go on strike. Or alternatively, they can say, we do not accept this entire process, we are going to declare dispute, we are going to apply to the labor court to force you to follow a fair procedure. But at the end of the day, if the employer proceeds to retrain the employees, they will then have a final remedy of challenging the dismissal, the retrenchment as unfair dismissal. Of course, if there are other reasons why certain employees within the workforce have been retrained, if they allege discrimination and so forth, they can further claim automatic dismissals at the labor court. So there is a number of options that are available for the affected employees and their trade unions. If at any stage they are not hit with one or two aspects that emanate during the consultation process.
There's sometimes an argument that having a job is better than having no job. And even if there are salary cuts, I see Motus is saying the basic salary is not going to be cut, but the perks and the fat around that may be cut. What do you think of that view that says if you still have your job but you have an unfortunate cutting in this economic environment, there should be, you know, perhaps less tension and more of an understanding that at least there is still something coming in?
It's called to soften the blow. So in other words, because this kind of dismissal is a no fault, the employee has got nothing to do with the employee. The employee is not at fault. Therefore, the employer is expected to go out of its way to soften the blow, to minimize the impact of any possible retrenchment. And by so doing, it does what you just said it now, is having half a loaf is better than not having a loaf at all. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways as an alternative to avoid somebody losing a job to say, look, let's agree on reduction of hours, cutting of salaries, but reasons must be given.
Okay.
Persuasive reasons must be given. And unfortunately, those reasons cannot be forced into the throats of the affected employees. If they don't understand them or if they don't accept them, they have remedies that they can resort to. Of course, we must remember that a salary is something that is contractual. So there's another option where an employer unilaterally implements a salary reduction. The affected employees may choose to challenge that unilateral implementation, unilateral change of terms and conditions of their contract at the CCMA or a relevant bargaining council, or they may strike, or they may wait for the process to be finalized and claim unfair dismissal.
All right.
So Osborne Moladudi. They still have the option, yes.
Thank you very much, my good sir, for your time on Kaya Business Evening, just talking to us about what's happening at Motus and the Motor Industry Staff Association's pushback against those plans to cut employee salaries. Really appreciate your time on Kaya Business Evening.
Thank you. Thank you kindly.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, 46669. T's and C's apply.